Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pete Rose. Batting second. The center fielder, Bobby Tolan. Batting third. The third baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fourth. The catcher, Johnny Bench. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Woody Woodward. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Nolan. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Gary Nolan. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting third. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Art Chamsky. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Gentry. Pitching for the New York Mets, Gary Gentry. And now, play ball. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Swoboda. Perez reaches second base with a double. Tolan goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Reds. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench takes first base on ball four. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo takes first base on ball four. Perez moves to third. Bench moves to second. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gentry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Reds, 1, Mets, 1. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a fly ball into right field. Rose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Art Chamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chamsky hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bench settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets 1. The Reds will come to bat. Tommy Agee now playing right field. Cleon Jones now playing center field. Ron Swoboda now playing left field. Woody Woodward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodward hits a fly ball into right field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shamsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Gentry covering, for the out. Two outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0 for 1 in the game. Rose hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a fly ball into left field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets 1. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tolan hits a fly ball into right field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Perez takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Perez. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Perez steals second. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bench hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Carbo hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote takes first base on ball 4. Gary Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Bench settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Agee takes first base on ball 4. Grote moves to second. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards third. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woodward fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Grote moves to third. Agee moves to second. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Shamsky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets 1. The Reds will come to bat. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0 for 1 in the game. Helms hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Woodward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodward is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodward takes first base on ball 4. Gary Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 0 for 1 in the game. Nolan bunts towards first. Shamsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Garrett covering, for the out. Woodward moves to second. Two outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0 for 2 in the game. Rose hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garrett for the out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 1 in the game. Swoboda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 1 in the game. Foy hits a fly ball into center field. Toland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Grote hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Helms settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets 1. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tolan strikes out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Perez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Swoboda. Perez reaches second base with a double. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bench hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Reds. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, May hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Carbo hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentry hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Bench fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Agee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Mets 1. The Reds will come to bat. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0 for 2 in the game. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Woodward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodward is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Woodward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 0 for 1 in the game. Nolan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 0 for 2 in the game. Shamsky takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Garrett hits a fly ball into right field. Rose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Swoboda hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bench settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 2 in the game. Foy takes first base on ball 4. Shamsky moves to second. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Grote hits a pop-up towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Mets 1. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0 for 3 in the game. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shamsky fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Gentry drops the ball. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tolan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shamsky fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for Gary Gentry. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool strikes out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Agee hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Reds. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 3 in the game. Harrelson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bench settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Clay Carroll now pitching. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Shamsky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Helm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Mets 2. The Reds will come to bat. Ron Taylor now pitching. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bench hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Swoboda. Bench reaches second base with a double. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. May hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bench moves to third. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Carbo hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bench scores. It's 4-2, Reds. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0 for 3 in the game. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shamsky fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Carbo for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 3 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garrett for the out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Swoboda hits a pop-up towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Foy takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Woodward fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Mets 2. The Reds will come to bat. Woody Woodward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodward is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Woodward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clay Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0 for 4 in the game. Rose hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Singleton pinch hits for Ron Taylor. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Granger now pitching. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, two home runs, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Agee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Singleton moves to second. Al Weiss pinch runs for Tommy Agee. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 4 in the game. Harrelson bunts towards the mound. Granger fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Granger. Singleton scores. Weiss moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-3, Reds. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jones hits a pop-up towards the mound. Granger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Shamsky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Weiss scores. Harrelson moves to third. It's Reds, 4, Mets, 4. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 4 in the game. Garrett is walked intentionally. Shamsky moves to second. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Swoboda strikes out. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Foy takes first base on ball 4. Harrelson scores. Shamsky moves to third. Garrett moves to second. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 5, and Cincinnati Reds, 4. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.